So first, let's start, Aaron. Tell me a little bit about the farm. How long you been farming, and how many acres? Give me the background on the farm.
All right. So our farm, Emerald Land Angus, my father has been farming here for the past 40, 50 years. We started out as a dairy. We raised custom dairy heifers for a while. And about 12 years ago, we started running beef cattle. Mm-hmm. And we really found that was our passion. We loved raising beef cattle, Angus specifically. We have a registered Angus herd of mama cows, and we primarily started selling breeding stock to other producers.
Sure.
We've grown quite a reputation. We sent bulls as far west as California and as far east as Tennessee. So Thanks. It's been a lot of fun, a great ride. And in the process, you know, we always finish a few animals every year, typically for ourselves or for some friends and family, and we kept getting feedback on how great the beef was. Everyone loved it. So then we started selling some more privately, and we started going to farmers markets, and we've kept getting great response, and that's kind of what turned us to running the Beef Fest, is the realization that these people love the beef. We need more people to know about it, know mm-hmm. where we are, mm-hmm. but so few of them know the whole, where did the beef come from? How did it get to be in the package? How did it get to be on their plate? How did we do it? Average family is about 3 generations detached from the farm, even in this area. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what sparked the idea of Beef Fest.
How many acres are you guys managing then for your beef herd?
We have about 600 acres of row crop and just under 200 acres of pasture.
So now, what kinds of questions most intrigue you, Aaron, when you're talking with maybe your non-farm beef customers, or you come across people in the community or at the grocery store? What kinds of things kind of piqued your interest and, again, drove you towards this Beef Fest?
People, we always get asked, are we organic? Are we grass-fed? Which, without getting into that debate, we're not certified organic or grass-fed, but we try to raise them as naturally as we can. So in saying that, I explained to them what that really means. You know, a lot of people have this conception of a factory farm and the animals living in almost like a prison environment, and it's really not like that at all. You know, we got to make sure they're healthy and comfortable mm-hmm. while we raise them. So mm-hmm. going into that, what people expect to hear from we sometimes sound like a larger farm, mm-hmm. but it's my father and myself, we have one hired hand, it's just a family operation.
Mm-hmm.
So going into that and really explaining to the people, you know, this is how it goes. This is how the animal goes from being out on pasture with its cow through getting through the feeding phase and onto the plate, and how there's a lot of misinformation that we have to wade through in the process.
Right.
So then instead of trying to deal with questions one-on-one, we decided, you know what? We need to be as transparent as possible. There's a lot, people find a lot of comfort in transparency, and I think if they really learned how our farm is run, how cattle are produced in general, they will get a lot more faith in the agricultural industry as a whole.
Now, tell me, what are the people going to be doing for your first ever Beef Fest? Are they going to be actually walking around your farm? Are they going to be exposed to the cattle?
Yes, so there is a lot going on at Beef Fest. There's, of course, the fun things such as a bounce house and a petting zoo, but the education side that we want people to reach is we're going to have wagon ride farm tours so people can get on a hay rack and ride around, and we're going to show them the whole process from earth out on the pasture through the finish pens so they can see this is where the animals are, this is the whole process, and answer any questions they may have along the way. So they'll see our whole facilities. Then they get to, we have speakers from Purina and Heartland Co-op, and they're going to be talking about the feed stuff specifically and how the animals are fed. Mm-hmm. And we also have Wisconsin Beef Council coming out. Ms. Sarah Agana is going to be out. She's a dietitian talking about how does beef fit in a healthy lifestyle.
Sure, sure. Now, your vendor partners, Heartland Co-op, Purina, even Wisconsin Beef Council, what did they say when you said, hey, we've decided that we want to do this on our farm in our community?
There was quite a bit of surprise, and they all said, wow, that's quite an undertaking. And when I first started planning this, I'm like, oh, that's not going to be so bad. And as we go along, I'm like, wow, this is quite an undertaking.
Right.
But incredible support. Purina and Heartland and The Beef Council, even our equipment partners with Service Motors, they've all been very supportive of the idea, and it's received great feedback from the rural community and other producers, as well as, you know, our consumers.
Now, if you're just joining us, this is Aaron Niemann. He, his dad, his family's involved in Angus production in Edgar, Wisconsin. That's just outside of Wausau to the west. Emerald Lane Angus is the name of their beef operation, and they've got their first ever Beef Fest on September 16th, and they're inviting anybody that wants to learn more about how they produce beef to swing on by. Have you gotten any interaction going for Beef Fest on social media, Aaron? I know that's how you and I tagged up. What has the feedback been for those folks that might want to come out and enjoy?
We've had great response. So we're on Facebook as Emerald Lane Angus-Beef. They can find the Beef Fest event page on there with the flyer with all of the events that are going to be going on, and specifically the food that is going to be served at this event. We haven't had a chance to talk about it yet, but I've been working with Chef Lucas Wenzel, and we're going to be doing some smoked brisket and burgers, as well as brazzato and osso buco, which are Italian-style beef dishes as well. And that sparked a lot of interest and has a lot of people excited.
Excellent. So it's not just about how good they look out in the field. It's how good they taste on the plate.
Exactly. From conception of the embryo through the plate, we should have a little bit of the entire piece.